It's a story that Rafiel has been covering this morning. Some conversation coming in about it started yesterday on social media. What I have to say is that Gabriella said cool. It was a dismissive cool. Cool to a prospective tenant who informed her that it was discriminatory and illegal to use race as a reason to deny an opportunity to rent an apartment. Cool. Paul Osei, he took to social media yesterday and he posted screenshots of a WhatsApp exchange with an estate agent, Gabriella Johnson, after he inquired about an apartment in the City Bowl. And she initially said, well, the apartment is available for a 12-month lease. And then she later went on to say that the client or the landlord is race-specific. Isn't that, well, illegal? No, said Gabriella in this WhatsApp exchange. No, it's not. Well, Gabriella, it is. Here's rental lawyer and property attorney, Marlon Chevalu, who was on Rafiel Malota show this morning.
So one or any more of these grounds, which is race, gender, sex, pregnancy, marital status, sexual orientation, etc., etc. So even if hypothetically there is no disclosure of being race-specific in an advert, the inherent mandate to an agent, or the inherent, I suppose, instruction from a landlord to a tenant as to the property that's on show and who they want in there, even if it's silent in the advert, if there is any declining of a potential tenant based on one of those grounds, whether or not the landlord has a right to choose who he wants in those premises, it is inherently discriminatory and inherently unlawful to deny somebody that right if they do qualify. Now, that doesn't mean that you cannot lawfully discriminate if somebody doesn't have a good credit record or somebody has got a judgment against them or somebody doesn't make a grade in terms of their finances to afford to pay what is owing, even if they don't have a judgment against them. But if you're declining that rental application is based on one of those factors which form part of Section 4 of the Rental Housing Act, which forms part of the Equality Courts legislation, and of course the inherent legislation of the Constitution, which is the highest court and the highest law in the land.
And of course there's now apologies. This is not who I am. In a social media post, the estate agent said, I wish to apologize unreservedly for acceding to my client's demand not to accept black tenants to rent their property. In hindsight, I should have objected to this request as it goes against my own values, the principles of the company I represent, and our constitution. Well, this is exactly what Cape Town is, and Cape Town is uninviting. Cape Town is unwelcoming. Cape Town is prejudiced. And yes, Cape Town is racist. I don't have a single, not one, of friends, black friends, black African friends who have moved to Cape Town, sought rental property anywhere between Woodstock and the Atlantic seaboard, who has not either have to bend over backwards simply to get the ear of an agent, a viewing from a landlord, and simply then just to struggle to get the place, that will be totally and completely discriminated against. That is what Cape Town is. You can't tell me you don't know of someone who has moved, particularly moved to Cape Town, who has not experienced something similar. And in New York, I'm sorry, I have to bring in an example of New York here. They have what's called the Fair Housing Office, where essentially an office that sits within the city, they go undercover. A black person who's part of the Fair Housing Office would then contact the landlord, an agent, an apartment manager, and request an apartment. And if they're declined, then a white person would then call. And if all of a sudden a flat becomes available, civil suit immediately right there. A city and a federal court case. And we may need to have something here, something similar, a direct punitive tool. And not post fact a wishy-washy apology. So sorry, Gabriella, and to the anonymous landlord. It's simply not just cool.